The fault. We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
Under oath, a pair of career IRS investigators testifying to Congress that they believe their superiors and officials at the Department of Justice worked to suppress a probe into the finances of the president's son, Hunter Biden.
And coming forward, I believe I'm risking my career, my reputation.
Joseph Ziegler, who came forward publicly for the first time, and Gary Shapley pointed to the evidence they say they collected, which they viewed as damning, and the skeptical response they say they received from the prosecutors involved.
I'm here to tell you that the Delaware U.S. Attorney's Office and Department of Justice handling the Hunter Biden tax investigation was very different from any other case in my 14 years at the IRS. At every stage, decisions were made that benefited the subject of this investigation.
But Democrats on the panel were quick to push back, pointing out it is the job of prosecutors to make the call to hand down indictments, not investigators.
Well, that's standard. Investigators and prosecutors disagree all the time, right? I mean, and so the prosecutors are the ones that make the decision.
Shapley also testified that David Weiss, the federal prosecutor in Delaware who handled the investigation, said he didn't have the authority to decide whether the charges were filed.
The story has been changing from Department of Justice and U.S. Attorney Weiss.
Weiss, a Trump appointee, has sent multiple letters to Congress disputing that. Tonight, the White House reiterating the president was not involved in his son's business dealings and blasting the hearing.
Their focus is continuing to do political stunts. That's what they want to do, but that's not what the president is focusing on.
And Hunter Biden is scheduled to appear before a judge next week to deal with the plea arrangement on the tax charges that he's facing. The U.S. attorney in the case says that the investigation is ongoing.
Listen, I don't know what's going on in Congress. I have no idea, but I can tell you for sure Marjorie Taylor Greene misunderstood the assignment. She got it wrong. She heard whistleblower and decided she would show pictures of Hunter Biden having oral sex. I don't think she understood it was whistleblower. Whistleblower, Marge. She got so confused. She heard blow, and all of a sudden, I got poster-sized, dick pics of Hunter Biden having oral sex. What? That's desperation, my friends, because, you know, their beloved President Trump, didn't he pay a porn star? And why am I not seeing the photographs of Donald Trump and Stormy Daniels together forever? Why didn't I see any of those pics? What happened to that? Isn't Donald Trump under investigation for tax fraud? And isn't it a civil case, not a criminal case, because most tax fraud is? I mean, what is going on in Congress? It is just so disgusting. I can't even take it anymore. And on top of it, I don't know if you know what happened. I really don't, because I can promise you this. There were many, many meetings at corporate media, talent meetings, producer meetings, with management. Many, many meetings went into deciding whether or not they were going to show you the biggest dicks in Congress are the GOP. Whether or not they were going to show you what Marjorie Taylor Greene held up on the floor of the United States Congress in the Oversight Committee, where they should be delving into things like, what'd they say when they were running? That they would do if you elected the Republicans. Didn't they say that they were going to, actually look at crime? Didn't they say that they were going to look at, student loans and whether or not there was a right to be, those student loans should be forgiven, or if Joe Biden was exceeding his, powers as a president? Didn't they say they were going to do something about border, that they didn't like what was going on at the border? Didn't they say that they were going to attend to that? Well, there is a role for the Oversight Committee, because yesterday we had a story about how pregnant women and nursing moms were getting all snarled up in the razor wire traps that were being set out for them like they were animals by Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas. But that's not the oversight that they wanted. Like, when they said oversight, I think Marge thought she was going to be like the mirror on the hotel motel ceiling and show you whatever she saw from the oversight position. I think that's what she understood her job to be, because she got it so confusingly wrong yesterday It was whistleblower. You're supposed to show me. They were supposed to show us that Hunter Biden violated the tax code and didn't plead guilty yet. But they couldn't show you that because Hunter Biden did plead guilty to it. Yeah, like in June. I mean, this is an old story. Hunter Biden was charged with, not paying his taxes, although they've been paid, but not paying them in a timely manner, okay? Not being paid in a timely manner in two consecutive years in which he had more than $100,000 in income. And he pled guilty to that. He also pled guilty to a felony charge of lying on a gun application. I don't see Donald Trump, pleading guilty to, hush money payments to his porn star. I don't see Donald Trump pleading guilty to tax fraud or tax evasion or, fraud in insurance fraud or any of the fraud. I don't see anything. I saw one fraud settlement way back in the day when he was running for president over the fraud that was the Trump University. And, people elected him anyway, even though they knew it was a fraud. But I mean, this was supposed to be a whistleblower hearing where the guys in Delaware who investigated Hunter Biden for five years, who found what they found and presented it to a prosecutor who was appointed by Donald J. Trump, a prosecutor who was given the authority to do whatever he needed to do by Bill Barr. Yes, by Bill Barr. 5 years ago, the DOJ was Bill Barr's. The DOJ was Bill Barr's because Donald Trump picked Bill Barr to head DOJ. And so 5 years ago, they started investigating Hunter Biden. And 5 years ago, they found that Hunter Biden committed tax evasion. And 5 years ago, they started the investigation. And 5 years later, that's what they came up with. And Hunter Biden entered into a plea deal and pled guilty to not paying his taxes on time, even though his taxes were paid, and also pled guilty to lying on an application for a gun, which I have always said, if he did that, he should be found guilty. And he was. So now he's going to enter a courtroom, enter his plea of guilty next month, and the Republicans don't know what to do with themselves because it's done. So they decided to bring two of the investigators who were on the investigation of Hunter Biden for 5 years. Now, I don't know how much you understand about law enforcement, but, what you can prove in a court beyond a reasonable doubt always is in the prosecutor's hands. The prosecutor decides after the investigators hand over whatever they found, evidence-wise, they'll hand it to the prosecutor, and the prosecutor will decide what they can charge and prove. The prosecutor, who was a Trump-appointed prosecutor who toiled under Bill Barr, he wasn't a special prosecutor. He wasn't an independent counsel. He wasn't a special counsel. He was part of the DOJ. And the prosecutor decided what he could prove was X, and that if Hunter Biden would plead to this lesser crime, then he could plead it in court, and they would sentence him after that. Now, the things that Hunter Biden pled guilty to, the gun charge, that carries a 10-year maximum. It does. I mean, this is not, a child's play. Okay, and the tax stuff, usually tax stuff you don't go to jail for, okay, unless it's a conspiracy. And it includes, many, many different things like wire fraud and, disabusing people of their money in a Ponzi scheme, hiding the money, illegally, etc. So anyway, but still, what Hunter Biden is facing has, a stiff penalty associated with it. He could get a year in jail for each of the guilty pleas he's going to enter on the tax charges. So that'd be 2 years in jail, right? And 10 years for the gun. But he feels it's important for him to take responsibility, so he's going to do it. He's going to plead guilty. This is not enough for, the Oversight Committee. They actually had to go so low. Like I said, I don't think there's no limit on how far or how low they will go. There's no limit to how crazy they will allow themselves to get or how nasty or how cruel they will allow themselves to be. No limit. So when we come back, I'm going to show you what Marge did.